AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. Russian President Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un have signed a new partnership that includes a vow of mutual aid if either country faces aggression. Their summit came as both face escalating standoffs with the West. Details were not immediately clear, but the deal could mark the strongest connection between the two countries since the end of the Cold War. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on the extreme heat in the Midwest and Northeast.
More than 88 million people are under heat alerts through the weekend in the Northeast and Midwest, says National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard.
Pretty large number under some type of heat advisory or warning.
From Washington, D.C. to Maine, he says there will be record-breaking heat for this early in the season.
Well into the 90s across a large portion of the northeast part of the country.
Chouinard says the heat index will make it feel even hotter, and the Southwest will also feel the burn.
Phoenix, for example, should get up to, say, 113 over the coming days.
He says the heat will be on full blast through at least Saturday, with daily record highs likely. I'm Julie Walker.
There's some good news about gas prices. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
The price of gas has dropped about 14 cents in a month. The national average for a gallon of gas today is about $3.45 a gallon. A month ago, it was $3.59, says the AAA. Of course, that's an average. The highest prices tend to be in the West. It's $4.82 a gallon on average in California. The lowest prices are in the Midwest and the South. It's $2.94 in Arkansas. The AAA's got some tips for you if you're trying to save on gas. Slow down. Avoid jackrabbit starts. And don't let your vehicle idle for a long time. And when possible, travel outside the high traffic times of the day. I'm Rita Foley.
This is AP News. Cyril Ramaphosa has been sworn in for a second term as South Africa's president in a ceremony in the administrative capital, Pretoria. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports on deaths at this year's Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia amid intense heat.
Officials say hundreds of people died during this year's Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia as the faithful faced intense high temperatures at Islamic holy sites in the Desert Kingdom. On Wednesday, people tried to claim their loved ones' bodies. Saudi Arabia has not commented on the death toll amid the heat during the pilgrimage, required of every able Muslim once in their life at least, nor offered any causes for those who died. However, hundreds of people have been lining up at the emergency complex in a Mecca neighbourhood, trying to get information about their missing family members. One list circulating online suggests at least 550 people died during the five-day event. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.